弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
对，我们来到神的殿中，我们是欢喜快乐的敬拜神。
We should be so joyful when we come to God's temple.
可能昨天晚上没有睡得太好。
Maybe you did not have a good sleep last night.
不过这个时候要打起精神来。
Now we need to be energized.
也，我想我们很多人是从中国大陆来的哈。
A lot of people came from mainland China.
那么那个时候都是在一个无神论的环境中
成长。So we're living an atheist period.
但是现在在中国其实完全跟以前不一样。
So nowadays, the China is totally different than before.
因为很多人其实他们也都是拜佛拜神的。
And many worship the Buddhas and the multiple gods.
那么当然也有很多的基督徒。
And of course, there's many Christians as well.
碰到一些年轻人，居然他们刚刚从国内来，他们也是出门要看黄历。
And so we have met some young people that before they leave the house, they need to check the almanac.
那么这个是我想，哦，大概我父母那个年代的人才会去看黄历。
So,
我们这一代人从来没有看过黄历的东西。
So for me, that's only my parent generation will check the almanac.
而且现在好像这个星象学也很流行。
Astrology is also very popular.
啊，就是说你要是什么星座啊，然后是怎么样。
So which astrology, which one are you belonging?
其实是表明了人的一个心态哈。
So that reflects someone's our mind, our attitude.
就是我们对要发生的事情，将来的事情没有把握。
We have no assurance of the things that will happen in the future.
我们不知道会发生什么样的事情。
Because we don't know what's going to happen.
于是我们求神拜佛的这个现象就是说要保平安。
And so we ask God to give us a protection, give us peace.
我想在台湾也是一样哈。
And that's, Taiwan is the same.
啊，台湾这个街上到处都是偶像。
And so you see in Taiwan there's multiple gods everywhere.
所以你无论找到哪儿就有一个神龛在那里。
And so no matter where you went, you can see some kind of God there.
哎，有的人到那儿一看有个神龛，马上就停下来要拜一拜。
And people, if you see an idol or a God, they will immediately stop and start worship.
因为我们华人的传统就是说礼多人不怪嘛。
And so the more you do, it's better.
那么多一个神，那么也是好事情。
And if you add another God, it's always a good thing.
所以我们相信什么样的神就决定了我们有什么样的信仰。
So what kind of God you believe that determine what our faith is?
那么在上个世纪八十年代呢，在美国啊就开始流行一种叫这种开放神论的这种观点。
So in 1980, there's something is pretty popular, it's kind of open theism.
这种呢慢慢的也是在这个基督信仰的圈子里也有一定的影响力。
And so influence some of the Christian community as well.
那开放神论是什么意思呢？
So what does the open theism mean?
他说你的神呢，这个神呢不一定知道未来的事情。
And your God you believe in might not know the future.
那不一定呢，他完全的掌握将来的事情。
He does not rule over the future.
那么这样很多人觉得比较得到安慰。
And so people feel comforted by it.
所以呢他们的这种观点啊慢慢的就会影响到基督徒的信仰。
And so those open theism start affecting Christians' belief.
那基督徒相信的是全能的神主宰天地万物的主。
And our God is the God that he said, I am who I am, control everything.
那么既然他所有的事情都能，那我们就想，那求他应该是没有问题的。
So if it's an omniscient God, then we should pray to him.
应该求他就能够得到什么。
When we pray to him, and we'll receive what we wanted.
他肯定能做到。
He can definitely do it.
如果做不到的话，那就是他不肯做。
But if he cannot do, that means he does not want to do it.
所以这个就很难在我们的生活中能够融合进来哈。
So that cannot be the thinking and this kind of thing, the theism that cannot be matched.
这就是基督徒很多的时候在刚信主的时候还很热情的祷告，因为谁垂听祷告嘛。
And so in the beginning, you became a Christian and very wanted to pray to God because God answered your prayers.
但是时间久了，你会发现有些祷告也没有被垂听的时候，你就开始怀疑了。
Over the time, if God did not listen to your prayer, you start have doubting. You start have doubt.
今天我们要看这段但以理的故事， 就是这一个神垂听祷告的故事。
And now we're going to look the story of Daniel is what God has answered Daniel's prayer.
而且是非常奇妙的。
It's very miraculous answer.
所以但以理在那个时代他的信心他的经历我想对我们基督徒今天面对着这样一个世界我们所处的环境也应该是个很好的提醒。
So Daniel's faith and his experience would also affect us, will help us to understand.
好，如果你有圣经的话，请你打开但以理书，我们今天来看第二章。
And so let's turn to your Bible, the Daniel book of Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章一到二十三节。
The verse 1 to verse 23.
我来读中文，比昂卡来读英文。
Let's turn, we read Chinese, I will read in English.
但以理书第二章，尼布甲尼撒在位第二年，他做了梦，心里烦乱，不能睡觉。
In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. His mind was troubled, and he could not sleep.
王吩咐人将术士、用法术的、行邪术的和加勒底人招来，要他们将王的梦告诉王。他们就来站在王面前。
So the king summoned the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed when they came in and stood before the king.
王对他们说，我做了一个梦，心里烦乱，要知道这是什么梦。
He said to them, I have had a dream that troubled me. I want to know what it means.
加勒底人用亚兰的言语对王说，愿王万岁，请将那梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。
Then the astrologers answered the king in Aramaic, O king, live forever. Tell your servant the dream, and we will interpret it.
王回答加勒底人说，梦我已经忘了。你们若不将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必被凌迟，你们的房屋必成为粪堆。
The king replied to the astrologers, This is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your house turned into a pile of rubble.
你们若将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，我必从我这里，就必从我这里得赠品和赏赐，并大尊荣。现在你们要将梦和梦的讲解告诉我。
But if you tell me the dream, I explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me.
他们第二次对王说，请王将梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。
Once more they reply, let the king tell his servant the dream, and we will interpret it.
王回答说，我准知道你们是故意迟言。因为你们知道那梦我已经忘了。
Then the king answered, I am certain that you are trying to gain time because you realize this is what I have firmly decided.
你们若不将梦告诉我，只有一法待你们，因为你们预备了谎言乱语向我说，要等候时势改变。现在你们要将梦告诉我，因为我知道你们能将梦的讲解告诉我。
If you do not tell me the dream, there is just one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation will change. So then, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can interpret it for me.
加勒底人在王面前回答说，世上没有人能将王所问的事说出来，因为君王、大臣、掌权的，像术士或用法术的或加勒底人问过这样的事。
The astrologers answered the king, There is not a man on earth who can do what the king asks. No king, however great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanters or astrologer.
王所问的事甚难，除了不与世人同居的神明，没有人在王面前能说出来。
What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among men.
因此王气愤愤地大发烈怒，吩咐灭绝巴比伦所有的哲士。
This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon.
于是命令发出，哲士将要剑杀。人就寻找但以理和他的同伴，要杀他们。
So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and men were sent to look for Daniel and his friend to put them to death.
王的护卫长亚略出来要杀巴比伦的哲士，但以理就用婉言回答他。
When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with a wisdom and tact.
向王的护卫长亚略说，王的命令为何这样紧急呢？亚略就将情节告诉但以理。
He asked the king officer, why did the king issue such a harsh decree? Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel.
但以理随进去求王宽限，就可以将梦的讲解告诉王。
At this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him.
但以理回到他的居所，将这事告诉他的同伴哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
Then Daniel returned to his house, explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
要他们祈求天上的神施怜悯，将这奥秘的事指明，免得但以理和他的同伴与巴比伦其余的哲士一同灭亡。
He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friend might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明，但以理便称颂天上的神。
During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven.
但以理说，神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属于他。
And said, praise to be the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his.
他改变时候日期，废王立王，将智慧赐予智慧人，将知识赐予聪明人。
He changed time and seasons. He set up kings and disposed them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning.
他显明深奥隐秘的事，知道暗中所有的，光明也与他同居。
He revealed deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him.
我列祖的神啊，我感谢你，赞美你，因为你将智慧才能赐给我，允准我们所求的，把王的事给我们指明。
I thank and praise you, O God, all my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king.
这真是一个非常奇妙的故事，是不是？
This is a very miraculous story.
所以这故事大概分成两部分哈。
And this story divided to two parts.
那这一段的前半段到第十三节是王得了这个梦，他要术士给他讲解这个梦。
So the verse 1 to 13 talk about the first half record the king asking the magician to interpret the dream.
那么14节到23节则是但以理得到了这个梦。
And the verse 14 to 23 talk about that Daniel received the vision.
所以这个故事就记载了这个来自犹大的这一批年轻人。
And this story record the amazing thing that happened to those young men.
他们在王宫里经历了神奇妙回应他们的祷告。
Living in the palace, that how they experienced God's miracles.
我想这个经历对我们今天也是很好的一个启示。
And this miraculous thing is really is good revelation to us.
我们看，首先巴比伦王得到这个梦的时候，他的感受是他心里面烦乱。
And so in the beginning, when he dreamed about this, he was very troubled.
因为这个时候尼布甲尼撒呀，他刚刚登基的。
And so he just became a king.
那这个尼布甲尼撒王，他在登基之前呢，是他爸爸在做这个巴比伦王哈。
And before he became a king, his dad was on the throne.
那个时候他就是一个骁勇善战的一个将军哈。
And he was already very victorious general.
所以他带着军队呢，亲自征服了亚兰啊，一直打到犹大等等。
And so he overcame and won many battles in the areas.
所以让巴比伦的王国的疆土扩大了很多。
So expand their land.
那么他登基之后啊，其实他有很大的野心哈。
And so he was extremely ambitious when he became a king.
他要把当时他所有知道的这个地区他都要征服过来。
He wanted to really continue to get more lands in the area.
那首先他就是要与埃及打仗。
And first he fought with Egypt.
他要征服埃及才可以。
He wanted to conquer the Egypt first.
所以呢，他有很大的野心要做事。当他得这个梦的时候，他就不知道这个神明借着这个梦告诉他什么。
So he was extremely ambitious, but when he dreamed this this dream, he didn't know what the God wanted to tell him.
其实我们知道这里面注意到这个梦这个词啊，在第一节的时候是个复数。
And so when we read the verse one, talk about the dream is a plural, so it's dreams.
显然他不是第一次得到这个梦。
So that tells that indicate was instructed by God more than once.
可能有很多次做到同样的梦。
He probably have dreamed this many times.
这就是为什么他确定这个是神明给他的启示。
So he was sure that God want him to receive the dream.
但是他不理解这个梦的意思。
But he have no idea what's the meaning of the dream.
于是他就请这些术士来给他讲解。
So he want the magician to interpret the dreams.
那么当时在古代这个近东地区啊，是非常流行这个解梦的。
And so try to interpret dreams is extremely popular at that time.
那么专门有一些训练有素的人呢，是给人家告诉人家这个未来会发生什么呀，这个预测将来什么事情啊等等。
And there are people being specifically trained to interpret dreams.
所以他们光看天象。
And they watching the observe the astrology.
或者解释一些自然的奇观。
And interpret some of nature.
那么有时还要看动物那个肝脏那个纹路啊，他也来解释说哦这个有什么预兆啊等等。
And sometimes they even look the liver of the animals at what does that mean?
因为他们想知道未来的事情。
Because they want to know the future.
他们知道只有神明才能掌握未来的钥匙。
And only gods can control the future.
但是这里巴比伦王很奇怪，他不告诉这些术士这个梦是什么。
But the king of Babylon would not tell the magician what is the content of the dream.
所以这样就很难的了哈。
But that would become very difficult.
所以这些术士呢就两番三次地问他说，王啊，你一定要告诉我这梦是什么，我才能给你解。
You have to tell me what the dreams are, though, so I can interpret for you, this magician said.
耶，巴比伦王就是不告诉他们。
But king of Babylon refused to tell them.
为什么？
Why?
他怕这些术士啊，给他胡解乱解，对不对？
So he was afraid those magicians would misinterpret those dreams.
然后说一些他最喜欢听的东西。
I want to say something that he liked to hear.
但是那可能不是真正那个梦的意思。
But that might be not real true meaning of those dreams.
所以他不太信任这些术士。
So he did not really trust those magicians.
所以我们就知道这故事告诉我们，他不相信这个术士，你可以想象他们跟他们所拜的神是什么样的关系。
So you can tell that the reason he did not trust those magicians and that has relationships, their God is trustworthy or not.
我们确实知道这个巴比伦王肯定没有忘记这个梦。
I'm sure the king of Babylon never forget the dreams.
因为什么？因为按照当时的文化呀，如果你做了一个梦，这个神明指示你，你把它忘了，这个说明这个神明不喜欢你。
And so if the king, usually if you forget the dreams, means that then the God did not like you.
所以呢，当然这个巴比伦王不会告诉我神明，我的神明不喜欢我。
So of course the king would not say that my God did not like me.
而且我们从这个术士三番两次的追问这个对话当中，我们也知道，这些术士知道这个王啊，没有忘记这个梦的。
And so if you're doing the conversation between the king and the magician, you knew that king did not forget those dreams.
那么在第二章的后边一部分我们也知道，最后当但以理把这个梦告诉王的时候，我们知道这个巴比伦王认可了。
And so when the Daniel interpret those dreams, that the king recognized those are true.
所以我们知道说这个王并没有真正忘记这个梦。
So the king did not forget those dreams.
那么这里啊我们可以看见这个第十一节啊，大家特别看到第十一节，这个是可是画龙点睛的一节啊。
And so in the verse 11 is almost like a putting ice on the cake.
这里面那些术士说，王所问的是甚难，除了不与世人同居的神明，没有人在王面前能说出来。
So here is in verse 11, so what the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among men.
所以我们就可以知道说，只有神才可以知道这个梦。
So only God can know the meaning of the dream.
是巴比伦的神呢， 还是但以理的神。
Is the God of Babylon or the God of Daniel?
其实这个答案不问自明哈。
And so we know the answer.
这故事我们已经看到说最后是但以理的神把这个梦启示出来。
And is the God of Daniel revealed the dream?
因为这个时候啊其实 Daniel他这个但以理啊只有差不多刚刚十八岁的样子。
And Daniel just probably turned 18 years old.
我们知道从上一章他刚刚完成了三年的培训。
He just finished 3 years of training.
这个培训呢实际上就是那些异族文化的一些知识等等。
And is teaching him all those, the culture of, that country.
但是他依然持守以色列的信仰。
He continued to firmly believe the God of Israel.
当这个术士这些请求王这个决定被否王说要杀这些人的时候。
And so when the magicians, request were denied, and the king was going to kill all of them.
我们看到但以理怎么样他勇气很大对不对
and we can,
他依然进去请王说你要宽限我的时间。
And so he was, Daniel was a very bold, has a courageous as a king to give him time.
那么从第十四节到十六节我们看到但以理去请求。
And so from the verse 14 to 16, he asked that he's going to, asking, to pray.
那么十七节十八节他要求他的同伴跟他一起去祷告。
And verse 17 to 18, he asked his friend to pray together.
那么十九节到二十三节当他得到异象的时候他马上就是感谢赞美神。
And 19 to 23, when he received the revelation, he praised God.
我要看这一个年轻人他居然在信仰的这个上面你看他是非常成熟的。
And so look at this young man, but his spirituality is extremely mature.
所以但以理啊不是先有异象然后他才对神有一个认知啊。
So Daniel does not have a vision first before he knew God.
那么他是先有对神的认知然后才在关键的时候有这个勇气去采取行动。
So he have a knowledge of God, determined that in time of crisis he will act decisively to obtain God's vision.
从而得到了这个从神而来的异象。
So God revealed the vision to him.
这是一个神的经历。
And this is the experience from the Lord.
所以当今的基督徒我们的一个挑战呢就是我们对神的认知啊大概还停留在圣经里面。
And very often the challenge we have is the understanding or the knowledge of God still stay in the Bible.
那么上帝还是圣经故事里的上帝。
And the God is still a story in the Bible.
我们缺少那种跟神的那种同在的这种经历。
We lack experience with God.
你知道台湾以前都有这个现在都是这样在征兵嘛哈你到一定年纪一定要去当兵的。
So in Taiwan, you are being, to serve in the military.
我们当中从台湾来的有当过兵的吗
Anybody have served in the military?
哦你做过兵 Anderson 没有。
Anderson, he came when he was high school.
OK, 我没有当过兵。那他们去当兵的话呢训练啊大家都是有这个军事的训练哈。
And so they have a special military, training, after draft.
那有一次的话呢在军营里就发生一些事有个士兵被鬼给附了。
And so one time there was a soldier was possessed by a devil.
所以呢这个当时就非常的混乱哈。
And so, it became very chaotic.
所以大家都不知道怎么办。
And nobody knew what to do.
不过有人当时有人又喊谁是基督徒啊
And there was somebody yelled, so who is a Christian here?
赶快来赶鬼啊
And so to, get rid of the ghost.
不过有些基督徒他也很年轻嘛他从来没有见过这些啊
And some young Christians have never seen something like that.
看到这种局面他也不敢去过去啊
And so he was hesitate to go there.
不过那里面有比较年纪大一点的啊
And there are some more, a little bit more mature Christians.
那么他们就可以过去说马上就可以祷告。
So they start praying for the soldier.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们相信的神是超乎万有的神
，And if the God is the above everything，
我们就该有对神的那个信心。
We should have the faith in God.
就像但以理一样
，Just like Daniel，
他在关键的时刻，他可以怎么样，有这样的勇气向神去祈求。
So in the critical moment, he has this courage to ask God.
不过很多人读了这个故事就以为说，哦，但以理遇到难处就向神祈求，一下就得到了。
And so people say, oh yeah, when Daniel just have this difficulty and pray to God, then he received it.
那如果我们有的时候遇到难处向神祈求，就应该也可以得到。
And so just like us, if we have a difficulty, we ask God that we should receive it right away.
其实我们要知道说，但以理是跟神有一个密切的关系。
But we gotta understand Daniel has a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
他不是第一次从神这里得到异象。
And this is not the first time he received vision.
我们在上一章已经知道说，神已经给他这个恩赐，证明他已经得过异象。
And so God already gave him this gift that he received vision before.
所以呢，这里面但以理和他的朋友与这个巴比伦的术士就形成了一个鲜明的对照。
So here those two groups between the magician and Daniel become a huge sharp contrast.
所以巴比伦的术士做什么的都有啊，但是呢，他们没有办法从他们的神明那里得到这个梦的启示。
And those magicians have done everything, but they cannot reveal the, they cannot, they could not interpret the dream.
但是但以理和的朋友，他们祷告当夜就得到了这个异象。
But Daniel and his their friend, they start to pray and they receive the revelation of the dream.
这个不仅是告诉但以理和的朋友，也告诉了所有巴比伦王宫里面的人。
And beside that, Daniel, their friends, also those information shared with all the people in the palace.
那个在战场上不断得胜的巴比伦的神哈。
And this Babylon who has been victorious on the battlefield.
就这么一个小小的梦，这一个就把它显现出来，它是这样的苍白无力。
And even for this little dream, those gods are so pale and powerless.
但是但以理的神，他是掌管过去。
But the God of Israel undoubtedly controls rules everything.
因为过去的梦，他知道是发生了什么。
And so the control rule over the past, that, the content of the dream.
他也掌管现在。
And also he rules the present.
他可以重新再给但以理这个意象，告诉他梦的内容。
He can continue to give Daniel the what's the content of the dream.
而且这位神也是掌管未来。
And this God also rules the future.
因为这个梦就是关于未来世界的格局。
And this dream is about what's going to happen in the future.
所以故事至始至终都是上帝来主导的。
So this story is ruled by God from beginning to end.
所以这一切都是为了展示说，以色列的神是超乎万有的神。
So everything here talk about the God of Israel is a sovereign God.
他是超越外邦神之上的。
Above the gods worshipped by Gentiles.
特别是但以理在第二十节到二十三节祷告的时候。
And especially in verse 20 to 22, when Daniel prayed.
那么但以理说，二十一节说他改变时候日期。
So you talk about he has changed the season.
废王立王。
And so he can develop king and also dispose king.
将智慧赐予智慧人。
And to give the wisdom to the wise.
将知识赐予聪明人。
And give the knowledge to the wise.
而且不但他超乎一切，而且他乐意把他的智慧跟人来分享。
And besides his ruling everything, he wants to share that with people.
所以弟兄姐妹，一个精彩的人生呢，就是这样子，如果有神在我们当中陪伴我们。
A wonderful life is that the God is walking with us.
他来主导我们的人生。
He is leading our life.
上帝呢，永远不会成为我们生活中的点缀。
And so he's just not the icing on the cake.
也不是我们生活中的陪衬。
And it's just the decoration of our life.
他应当成为我们生活中的主宰。
He should be the lord of our lives.
这个就是我们遇到的难处的问题。
And this is where the difficulty is.
我们要过一个上帝主导的人生。
We need to live a God-led life.
我们才能像但以理那样经历他的神。
So we can be like Daniel, experience God.
有一个圣经学者叫 Phillips, 他写过一本书。
And there's a person, his name is J.B. Phillips, he wrote a book.
那他这本书的名字就叫《你的上帝太渺小》。
Your God is too small.
那么这揭示了当今的这个基督徒生活的一个大弊端。
And reveal the one of the big problem of the modern Christian life.
那就是缺乏信心。
Lack of faith.
那么 没有一个有力的见证，
does not have very strong testimony，
缺乏跟神的经历，
and lack of the experience with the Lord。
我们头脑中有很多关于神的知识，
we have not a lot knowledge about God，
但是我们缺乏的是与神同在的经历，
but we really lack the experience walking with God。
所以呢，我们要认识这个神，我们要跟他有关系，就必须要从这些经验上认识。
And if we want really want truly know the God, we need to walk with the Lord and really gain the experience.
知识是重要的。
Knowledge is important.
但是经验也是必不可少。
And experience is something is must to have.
但是你知道，现在在美国当人慢慢慢慢的不信神，远离神的时候
，And you know the people start drifting away from God。
他们就用其他的东西来取代上帝。
And using other things to replace God。
你知道在好莱坞啊，最赚钱的电影是什么？就是那些什么超人呐、啊、超级的那种怪怪的电影哈。
And you know what is the number one Hollywood box office? Usually is the Superman。
那个蝙蝠侠呀，什么钢铁侠呀，这样
Spider-Man、Iron Man。
因为人不相信神了嘛。
Because people don't believe in God anymore.
那么他就用其他的东西来填充。
They like to use others to replace God.
其实这些东西跟巴比伦的神不是一样的吗？
And so they just like a God of Babylon.
他不能真正解决问题。
They cannot solve the problem.
但是这些东西是当今好莱坞票房最卖座的电影。
And those are super hero movies are usually number one Hollywood box office.
可能有人会问说陈牧师，我怎样才能有这样属灵的经历？
And people might ask, how can we have this experience?
其实啊，上帝并没有改变。
And God never changed.
但以理的神今天依然在和我们，这个世界在互动之中。
And so the God of Daniel continued to interact with the world.
而且现今因为耶稣基督的缘故啊，
because Jesus Christ,
我们跟神本来是应该有更亲密的关系的。
So we should have more intimate relationship with them.
可以说我们比但以理那个时代应该是有更大的优势的。
And so we have a more advantage.
所以当生活中遇到挑战的时候，当然我们就是要依靠我们的神。
So when we're facing challenge in life, we definitely need to learn how to trust God.
我们知道我们的神是关心我们的生活。
We know God cares about us.
他对我们的人生感兴趣的。
He's interested in our life.
当然我们必须要过一个怎么样他来主导的人生。
Of course, we have to walk in the life that he leads.
这个是前提。
And this is the premises.
因为这是但以理的生活。
This is the life of Daniel.
这是但以理怎么样经历他的神。
That's how he experienced God.
很多的时候我们不让神去管我们的事情。
Very often we refuse God's involvement in our life.
那我们如果不要求神来插手的话，你知道神就会让我们自己按自己的意思去做。
So if we don't refuse involvement, then God will just let us to go our own way.
所以信仰呢，确实是对我们的生活是有帮助的。
The faith definitely is benefit our life.
但是我们基督徒的信仰跟那些民间的信仰、拜拜啊什么都是不一样。
But Christianity is different than the folk belief.
上帝应该是我们生命的中心。
And God should be the center of our life.
而不是阿拉丁神灯里那个神灵哈。
And it's not like a genie Aladdin lamp.
我们要他来就来，要他走就走。
We Aladdin the genie come and goes.
所以呢，信仰不应该是为我所用。
And faith should not be used by us.
信仰，我应当为信仰而活。
I should live for it.
再说一遍，信仰不应当为我所用。我应当为信仰而活。
Faith should not be used by me. I should live for it.
如果信仰是为我所用的话，
If it's used by me,
那么这就有用的时候跟没有用的时候。
And then there will be time it was useful and their time is not, is useless.
那就有方便的时候和不方便的时候。
And there will be time it will be convenient or not convenient.
如果我是为信仰而活，
If I live for my faith,
我就时时刻刻地活在上帝的喜悦之中。
So we're living the joy of God at all times.
所以凡是祷告，凡是祈求，每天的生活行在神的当中，这是基督徒的一个操练。
Everything you pray, then everything you ask the Lord, and this is how we need to exercise our life.
那我一次有机会跟 UCI 的一些个学生学者在一起啊。
And when there were time, I had an opportunity to interact with UCI scholars.
那么有机会就跟他们分享福音啊。
And sometimes share the gospel with them.
有时候也会问问他们的生活的情况啊。
And sometimes ask how they're doing.
当时有一个访问学者啊，他就讲到说他。做实验啊，总是做不出来哈。
And there was a visiting scholar that he shared his lab that was not very successful.
他已经来了一年了，马上就要走了，顶现在那东西还没有结果呢。
And so he was doing the postdoctoral study that he could not get the result.
于是我问他，你祷告了吗
？So I asked him, "Have you prayed?"
啊，这事还用祷告啊
？And do you need to pray about it?
当然了。什么事情都要祷告啊
！Of course, you pray everything you pray.
你以为你的神只是在教会里吗
？Do you think that your God's only in the church?
你的神同样在你家里。
And your God's at home.
你的神同样在你工作的地方。
And at your workplace.
你做不出来的东西，你觉得你的神就搞不出来吗
？And so the things you cannot do, you don't think that God has a way to do it?
耶稣肯定是这世界上最好的科学家了，对不对
？And probably Jesus is the best scientist.
很多的时候我们不去求
Very often we do not pray.
所以我们觉得这个事情太小了
And we think this is a minor.
或这个事情不相关
And this is irrelevant.
我们时而久之就没有办法有与神同行的那个经历
So over time we lack the experience walking with God.
我们这里看到哈这个巴比伦王啊跟但以理也形成了一个鲜明的对照
Now here we also see there is a huge contrast between King of Babylon and Daniel.
这个巴比伦王是想知道这个梦是什么
？And Babylon, the king of Babylon wants to know what's the content of the dream.
如果你从第一节十三节你去数好多次，他在想你要告诉我这个梦是什么哈
？And so many times that he has he said, "You need to tell me what is my dream."
但是他的方法是什么
？But what is a way to do it?
他是威胁恐吓。
He was threatening with violence.
你不告诉我，最后把你们都杀了。
You don't tell me, I will kill you.
他还是不知道。
And they still don't know.
你看，我们知道他的神明是什么样的神明。
We can tell what kind of God that he worships.
你再看但以理的，他也想知道这个梦。
And look at Daniel, he wants to know the dream as well.
他是祈求祷告。
But he prayed.
一个敬虔人的榜样。
And he has set a great example.
所以但以理从一个默默无闻的年轻人，在王宫里面可以说一夜成名哈。
And so Daniel became very famous overnight from a nobody.
所以但以理的神之所以伟大
And the reason why Daniel's God is great
因为透过他使周围的人看见到了但以理的神
Because through him people see God of Daniel
所以上帝不是他列祖的上帝
And so God is no longer the God of his ancestor
因为神乃是他自己的神
And God is Daniel's own God
所以弟兄姐妹我们今天也是一样的道理
And so we same way as today
我们相信的神也是伟大的神
We believe our God is a great God
同样我们也可以经历到这个伟大的神
Likewise we can too experience this God
但是我们是怎么样透过我们让周围的人看见我们的神
How can others see our God through us?
但是遗憾的是在我们生活当中呢很多的时候我们是把一些零零碎碎的工作交给神去做的
And unfortunately we give the minor thing for God to do
那么把有限的事情交给他去做
And we're limiting for him to do
那么我们希望他出现的时候他最好要出现
Just like a genie we want him to appear he appears
那么如果他不方便的时候他最好不要出现
So if it's not convenient just don't show up
所以这就是我们没有办法有但以理的那个经历
So we cannot have the experience of Daniel
所以我们的神有多么伟大就取决于我们允许上帝在我们的生活中中掌管多少
So how great our God is has to do with whether we let him to make a control of our life
所以要经历但以理的神就要有但以理这样的信心
So in order to experience God of Daniel that we need to have the faith of Daniel
那么让上帝来主导我们的人生
And let God to lead our life
但以理祈求神就回应
Daniel pray God answer
这是长期他与神同行的结果
And this is the result of that he walked with the Lord
所以我们如果如此操练啊我们必定也有这样的经历
You will practice the way we will have a similar experience
所以我们做基督徒我们要有突破。
And so we need to have a breakthrough.
需要有但以理的勇气和委身。
We need to have the courage of Daniel and also the commitment.
这样的话，我们的神同样可以让周围的人看到我们的神是多么的伟大。
So others can see how great our God is.
就像我刚才讲的，信仰不是为我所用。
And just like I said earlier, the faith is not used by me.
我应当为信仰而活。
I live for my faith.
如果信仰是为我所用的话，我的神总有一天会不灵的。
And so if I got the faith only used by me, my God sometime will be powerless.
今天你求这个事，明天摇一摇，可可以灵，总有一天你不灵了。
And so if you ask something, God answer, but some other times God did not answer.
如果我是为信仰而活的话，
But if I live for my faith,
你的神永远是又真又活的神。
And your God is always a living, true and living God.
所以一个活在神旨意当中的人呢，自然会经历到神的同在。
So someone who is willing to live in God's will, we can experience God.
那么在我不行的，在我们的神完全可行。
If I is impossible for me, and it's always possible for God.
很多的时候我们会忘记哈，
And very often we'll forget.
所以这需要提醒。
And we need to remind.
那我以前在这个南加州牧会的时候，有机会去英文堂讲道。
And so when I was serving in the Southern California church, and sometimes I have to go to English service.
啊，用英文讲道这个不是我的长处。
And you know to use English speak English in is not my strength.
你知道我在神学院读书的时候，我所有的课程都得 A 的，除了讲道这一块。
And so you know when I was in the seminary school, all my subjects that I got received A except the 讲道是
preaching.
Preaching.
Yeah, 因为那个讲道是要用英文讲的。
Because I have to speak in English.
然后对着那些美国的年轻的学生讲哈。
I have to speak to American students.
所以呢，就是挑战很大。
So that was a huge challenge.
不过有一段时间我们英文牧师缺少，就没有办法要顶着头皮也要去讲。
And so, but at the time we did not have an English pastor, so I have to speak English.
第一开始呢，我是用翻译，我讲中文，他们去翻英文。
So in the beginning, I used the interpreter.
后来他们说不好，这个有翻译，他们不喜欢。
They did not like the translation.
那我就讲吧，用英文讲哈。
So I would preach in English.
很辛苦啊，
It was very difficult for me.
口音嘛。
Because the accent,
他们很多都是 ABC 的、
and many are ABCs.
这个 S 的音 ，S 嘶跟 the 就分不清楚的。
the is S. Sometimes I cannot tell the difference.
没办法，有一次去讲道啊，我就在讲台，我就站在底下，我就要讲道了。
And、
我就想，哎呀，这怎么办呢？每一次讲道都是那么辛苦哈。
And so one time I have to preach it again in English. I was like, what I'm going to do is very difficult for me.
哎，突然间我的脑瓜就像那灯泡似的，嘣一下亮了。
And all of a sudden it's like a bulb. All of a sudden it lights up.
他说，哎，你怎么不求啊？
Why don't you ask? Why don't you pray?
啊，你的神是什么样的神啊？
What kind of God is God?
哎，他都可以使人可以讲方言的嘛。
People can speak in tongue.
哎，可以讲一个完全你不会不懂的言语，你都可以神给你恩赐都可以讲。
And sometimes they can speak in different dialogue or languages.
何况你还可以讲英文的。
And even though you actually you can speak in English.
我马上就没啊，我求神就没求过这个呀。
I never ask God.
我求神说。神啊，今天你帮助我。
I pray to God, please help me today.
你是一个什么样的神？你完全可以。我不有口音吗？你让我今天的口音小，没有什么太明显。
Even though I have a very strong accent, please help me. My accent is a little bit less.
至少帮助这些听众啊，听了我的讲道，他可以完完全全听进去哈。
And at least help the congregation to understand what I'm trying to say.
不让我的口音呢，成为他们听到的一个障碍啊。
And so that my accent become a barrier.
所以那篇讲道讲的是非常好哈。
And that sermon was it turned out to be great.
讲完了，我们那个年轻的英文牧师跟我说 ，Pastor Chen， 你的今天的好像怎么没有什么口音呢
？And the Pastor Chen, the youth pastor said, somehow you don't have an accent today.
我就说了，哇，你知道我们相信的神是什么样的神
？You know what kind of God we believe in?
神是听祷告的神。
God listens to prayer.
但是。 弟兄姐妹，很多的时候我们就是忘记了。
But very often we forget to ask.
我们忘记了依靠我们的神。
And we forget to rely on our God.
这是我们属灵上的一个操练。
And this is spiritual, probably exercise.
那自从我来到 Slo 这个地区这么多这么长时间啊，其实我觉得神非常的恩待我们。
And so since I came to this church for many years, I feel God has really blessed our church.
大家会问我为什么这么样开车这么远，不断的来到这个地方。
And you drive very far, continue to come weekly.
弟兄姐妹，我看到神在我们当中的工作。
Because I see God's working among us.
神听我们的祷告。
He listened to our prayers.
这个就是让我在神面前有这样的一个委身。
And so that make me have that commitment to the Lord.
其中就 不止一次我去你们的店铺里面去看望你们，为你们祷告，我走了之后就会告诉我啊，那天生意特别好。
Very often when I visit you guys in your business afterwards and people will tell me that the business become was so good after you left.
所以就是我们要留意神在我们周围的工作。
When you pay attention to what God's work among us.
然后把神的作为一定要写下来。
And just write down what's God's work.
因为我们太容易忘记神的恩典。
It's very easy to forget his mercy.
你不写下来就会忘记的了。
And if you don't write it down, you'll forget.
这都是我们属灵的经历。
And those are the spiritual experience.
那什么时候可以用这些经历呢？
How can we use those experience?
就像但以理一样，他遇到危机的时候，他有过去的经历。他才有这样的信心。
And just like a Daniel, when he had a crisis, he can use his past experience at that time.
但以理的故事充满了传奇。
The story of Daniel is full of a legend.
但是这故事的焦点呢，并不在这些个神迹奇事上。
And the focus of story is not on the legend or miraculous things.
也不在于这些先知的这些成功上。
And not nor on the success of a prophet.
而是说借着这些故事让我们认识但以理的神。
And through those stories that we know the God of Daniel.
他是全能的神。
He's a mighty God.
主宰天地万有的主。
He ruled the earth and heaven.
但以理的神是伟大的。
He's a great God.
我们所敬拜的神同样是伟大的。
And our God that we worship is also a mighty God.
而且现今的基督徒，我们有着得天独厚的这个条件。
And we have some advantages nowadays.
就是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的。
Because of what Jesus Christ has died on the cross for us.
所以我们可以跟神更加的亲密。
So we can have a more closer relationship with Him.
我们同样可以经历。
And we can continue to experience this God.
那么在新泽西的时候，以前有几家的这个基督徒哈。
And when I was in New Jersey, there was a few families, Christian families.
那么当时那会儿新泽西的华人还没有很多。
And at that time, there was not a lot of Chinese in the church.
于是他们几个家庭就在一起准备聚会啊，祷告。
And so they start praying, the few families start praying together, and before they have a church.
那么他们就准备建立一个教会。
They want to build, they want to start a church.
这个教会的开始就是在其中一个人的家里面开始。
And the church actually starts with someone's home.
但是弟兄姐妹，这几个家庭就是非常的忠心的。
And they were extremely faithful, those families.
那么这个教会在短短的十几年的过程中迅速的成长。
And this church has rapidly grown that within 10 years.
那么现在在新泽西已经是最大的教会，在美国也是很大，因为有上万人了。
And so now become the one of the biggest church in the United States, have more than 10,000 people.
弟兄姐妹，你可以想象到小小的一下子就有很多的果实出来。
And so just a very small, but then bear a lot of fruits.
这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
但是他是透过人来实现的。
It was accomplished by through man.
就是这几个家庭后来他们成为教会的长老。
And so those few families later they became elders.
可能你们有人听说过像李定武、黄晓石。
And some of them you heard about 李定武、黄晓石。
他们就是四个长老，周传初跟远大端。
And so there's the four elders started.
Yeah.所以弟兄姐妹，我觉得一个教会要能够得到神如此的祝福，就是要需要很多的家庭能够在这里摆上。
in order to receive God's blessing, we need to have many families that are willing to commit themselves.
那么神就会把他的祝福不断地加上去。
And God will continue to give the blessing to the church.
信仰不是为我所用。
And the faith is not used by me.
我应当为信仰而活。
I live for the faith.
我们相信，我们有这样的信心在神的面前，我们必然能够经历但以理的神。
If we have this faith, that we will experience the God of Daniel.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and praise you.
因为你是创始成终的神。
And you create.
因为你是天地万物的主。
And you are the heaven, the God of heaven and earth.
你创造了天和天外的天。
You created the heaven and outside the heaven.
你创造了地和海里所有一切。
You created the earth and everything in the sea.
你让这地上遍满了动物和人类。
And the earth is filled with the people and the animals.
你也赐给我们丰丰富富的祝福。
And you have given the blessing abundantly.
这是让我们在神面前知道说你是这样一位全能的神。
You are this wonderful and mighty God.
也让我们心存感恩的心。
So we have a heart of thanksgiving.
让我们将我们的人生都摆在主的面前。
We continue to commit our life to you.
愿我们像但以理一样，我们每天与神同行。
And so just like Daniel, so we walk with the Lord.
也愿主你借着我们，让世人看到主你是怎样的一位神。
Through us, other people can see what a wonderful God you are.
愿你的名得到高举。
And your name will be glorified.
愿你的名能够传遍这地。
And your name will be spread out throughout the earth.
我们谢谢主你借着神的话语给我们的启示。
And thank you for teaching us today.
愿我们每天都可以经历到但以理的神。
And every day we can experience the God of Daniel.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.